And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Researchers advising the CDC say a national winter surge of COVID-19 is unlikely. But as the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Nick Daniels reports, one Oklahoma epidemiologist says an uptick over the winter season could still be possible.
OU Health Epidemiologist Dr. Aaron Wendelbo said during Tuesday's Healthier Oklahoma update that he estimates Oklahoma's population immunity is now at 78%. While the news is encouraging, it's not time to let up on mitigation efforts.
It doesn't look like population immunity is really going to last much longer than a year. I estimate that population immunity could start decreasing by Thanksgiving, if not before.
Wendelbo projects an uptick in cases late in the winter season after natural immunity begins to wane. He urges Oklahomans to get vaccinated, saying the vaccines are safe and they work. In Norman, I'm Nick Daniels.
Meanwhile, health experts are still examining the effects of the new Delta variant in teenagers. Dr. Donna Tiungu is a pediatric infectious diseases specialist at OU Health.
There were two studies recently published in early September that showed that because of the increasing number of cases of the Delta variant, we had different consequences with our teenagers. So the cases increased with our teenagers, but the severity of their illness did not increase.
Of teenagers with COVID who do have to go to the hospital, one-third require intensive care, 5% need mechanical ventilation. The studies also show that the hospitalization rate for unvaccinated teenagers was 10 times higher than for vaccinated teens. Researchers looking at Oklahoma's employment trends say there are a number of factors for why the state's workforce hasn't recovered to pre-pandemic levels. Josie Phillips of the Oklahoma Policy Institute says data show one factor that hasn't had a positive effect is Governor Stitt's early end to some federal unemployment payments.
We cannot in good faith attribute it to the unemployment benefits ending. So, ending the unemployment benefits was giving us small potatoes, if any potatoes at all. It really did not seem to be much of an impact in our labor market.
Phillips says fear of catching COVID, a lack of affordable child care, and low pay are among the reasons Oklahoma is continuing to see lower workforce participation than before the pandemic began. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.